Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching is entitled, Mercy, Not Sacrifice, and the reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests could lawfully eat? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." There are rules and there are rules. In this scripture passage, Jesus reminds the Pharisees and the disciples that rules, laws, are helpful, but certainly not meant to compete with the actual living of one's life. Jesus and the disciples were hungry. Therefore, Sabbath law to the contrary, they ate. Jesus tells of David and his companions who ate the bread of offering, which only the temple priests were lawfully permitted to eat. They were hungry. They ate. And indicating his disciples, these innocent men, he speaks of meeting the human need of their hunger as more essential than the law or the temple or the Sabbath. Something greater than the temple is here, he says. The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. Isn't he saying, especially to the law-obsessed Pharisees, raise your consciousness to the greater good. Do not sacrifice human beings to the laws which you have created to emphasize your own importance. Basic needs must be met. Is our government meeting the basic human needs of the immigrants and refugees at our borders, including children, with mercy, with food and sanitation and compassion for their suffering, or with contempt? When did Americans become better than persons with non-white skin so that we could put them in cages and scold them for not filling out our paperwork, or better still, for daring to try to escape the life-endangering conditions of their countries of origin to come to this land that was founded on immigration? As we remember the words of Jesus, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice," don't we also think of the words, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shores. Send these, the homeless tempest-tossed, to me." America, what is happening to us?